Tonight on a whole new episode of The Wrestling Show. It's ROH time, that's right. Ring of Honor with Death Before Dishonor.
Welbo, welcome to the channel. I'm your host, Lip Drip, a.k.a. Tetsu Omega. That's right. I am a big fan of wrestling. I am mostly upset. I'm an angry guy. I'm a cynical guy. I like to call it cynical. But I also, I like to talk about wrestling. And it's been a while since I talked about Ring of Honor. But they finally have a show I can talk about. Maybe I just don't have all the proper channels. Maybe I'm not getting it when they have more shows. But finally, I've got a hold of one. Now, the whole show, they're talking about who they are. Now, what is Ring of Honor, first of all? You know, are they like the WWE? Or are they like the AEW, Impact, or all the rest? You know, New Japan, AAA. Are they like the rest? Which means one thing. Now, they claim that they're wrestling. Unlike the WWE, which they consider entertainment, which is in their name, World Wrestling Entertainment. Like, well, they want to get out of that entertainment business and become a wrestler. So they come to Ring of Honor. So that's what they're talking about. Ring of Honor is a home for wrestling. That's the ideal situation. But what is the reality of Ring of Honor? Is it a well-organized circus? Is it slapstick like the Three Stooges? Both the circus and Three Stooges, and mixed martial arts. I suppose all three of them is Ring of Honor, but all three of them is really all wrestling in general. All professional wrestling is all three of them, but how much of each? Now, apparently Ring of Honor claims to be mostly pure wrestling. So let's start off with the pre-match. And the pre-match is proves that is a Three Stooges match. It is very bad. It is a the Honor Rumble. It this would determine the number one contender to the Ring of Honor champion. So it is a rumble. 16 men will enter this rumble. One man will win, clearly. I went through that already. Let's go through who went start. Okay, so we have Brian Johnson starts it. Brian Melones. Two Brians to start the whole thing. How'd you know? Then we have the Beer City Bruiser. Then we have what is the controversial person in here. He is very popular amongst the little kids, amongst the millennials, and this is exactly what's going on with AEW. There's a lot of millennial wrestlers out there. A lot of fans are millennials. And if they like the tiny weirdos that, I don't know, that Danhausen represents, I'm not sure what he's supposed to be. Van Helsing was a vampire hunter. Dan Helsing seems like to be a weaselly little vampire who seems to be very popular amongst the children. Nevertheless, let's carry on. My diatribe will end with Dan Helsing there. What is wrong? And what does not make it wrestling? It's wrestling. It's a stunt show. So, after that, we have Caprice Coleman in the ring. Then Sledge PCO. What a weirdo PCO is. He's not even shown in the picture graphic. If you are on YouTube, you'd see the graphic. But he's not on the graphic. PCO, who went mental and tossed himself out the ring because he knew He's not the future of this game. He's much too big, although he's got the mentality of a Dan Helsing. He's not what, nevertheless, he threw himself out like a PCO he is. Then we have CB, formerly known as Cheeseburger. No longer being called Cheeseburger, just the CB. Hey, Cheeseburger just does not roll off the tongue like CB does. Wow. Okay, so next, coming in the ring is, what's that? No, actually, Pete's Cheeseburger came in late. It was actually, Jack Draper comes in next, PJ Black, Silas Young, Ray, I'm really not good with these names. I haven't seen Ring of Honor for a long time. A lot of these wrestlers are very new to me. Way Horos, Dante, Capitanico. That's right. The new look, Flip Gordon. No longer is he scruffy and bearded. He is now clean shaven and short cropped. Freshly looking Flip Gordon. Then we have Joe Keys and. This was quite, this is what exactly, this is typical wrestling, you know, this is like, I don't know what it means by typical wrestling. This is like, just a bunch of guys slap-assing in a ring, no real thing, it was a terrible match. People, they didn't even mention anybody just going out. Every day it started like, oh, he's out, they just stopped. I say this. Because all this terrible stuff about this Honor Rumble, because of one thing. It was like the Women's Rumble in AEW is to showcase Ruby Soho. Her coming over from the WWE to the AEW. This is the same thing. This is for one thing only. And that's Alex Zane. Formerly a jobber from 205. Now and then wrestled under NXT, but a jobber, nonetheless, for 205. Okay, he might have won a match or two, but nevertheless, all in all, he did not do well, so he's back in the Ring of Honor. So this is big. So, pre-show, we got our first return to Ring of Honor. And, of course, he wins the match. What else is new? So before we end the pre-show, we have the new. Now, she is the... she represents the women in the business. There's not enough women in the back. So she is now on a board of directors. It's Maria Kanellis Bennett, which is a fantastic thing for the Ring of Honor. She is serious about the women's movement in wrestling. And you know that. She's got some fire in her heart. So, here we go. We're going to start the whole show. Death Before Dishonor officially gets on its way. And with a bang. Now, I don't watch too much. I don't know who Eli Isom is. I do know who Dalton Castle is. I have watched Ring of Honor before. Dalton Castle, the flamboyant one, with the, I guess they have, he calls it little chickens now. A harem of little chickens, but not actually chickens. He wins the match with a banana ring. I'm not sure if it's that a banana ring, but, It was a Dalton Castle match. What can I say? It was entertaining, I suppose. You know, it's his classic Dalton Castle again. I guess now he's back on a winning streak. Next up, we have another. Now this is why I brought up what is Ring of Honor, because before these guys started to wrestle, or got in the ring at all, they quickly showed that they are former, they brought it up, that they were actually former WWE wrestlers. Now, they are both from the NXT brand. Jake Atlas, more, he was doing the 205 NXT. Tyler Rust was just joined Diamond Mind with Malcolm Bivens. And Diamond Mind's on the way up, on the way up. Maybe, I don't know, maybe because Roderick Strong is their number one guy, and maybe he thought he should be number one guy because he was a first in Diamond Mind. Yes, that's right, I watch too much WWE. I like it. Okay? So, nevertheless, Taylor Rust, is now Taylor, not only Tyler, Taylor Rust, was doing very good. Jake Atlas was swimming in mediocrity. But how did they fare fighting together? Which, this brings me to one question about what exactly is happening with the referees here. I think, now, sometimes, when there's two different types of counts. One type of count is when they go to the ground and they hit the ground to start. So it's one, two, three. So you get a beat before the one. So I'm assuming this time, they're like, listen, guys, the beat before the one is just confusing. So now we're just going to slap one, two, three. And we're going to clearly say that too. So in this match was the first one where Taylor Rust clearly had the shoulders pinned and the three was coming down and the three stopped. And then it was clear. The hesitation was clear. What happened? Was he thinking, oh, this is just number two. This is just number two. You know, number two's coming up. It should be okay. I should be fine. That's what I'm saying. Are the wrestlers thinking that they're waiting for four beats? Boom. One, two, three. I don't know. But he did not. It just lasted a couple more seconds, and then a real finish happened. It was weird. It was a terrible match. It had potential. No, it had potential. But something happened in the match. Jake Atlas, I don't know. His personal life, he apparently wants everybody to know, but it doesn't matter. Does it really matter? But does that really impact his game? But something happened with his shoulder or something, I don't know. But there's supposed to be part two, and if it's anything like part one, I'm not interested. Okay. Now, keeping up with what is ROH? Is it a serious wrestling show, or is it a circus with the Three Stooges with some fighting? So we have Valence Anthony. That's right, Valence Anthony. I'm not sure who decided on that name. Like, I think this is how you spell violence, and unlimited, yes. Or is it like they had a little card with only a couple of blocks written out that, okay, we can only have, you know, five in one and five in the other, and so we can't fit violence in there, and unlimited definitely doesn't fit in there. And what? Okay, that's just, I don't know. Bad spelling, or maybe, I don't know. Marketing. Now, I am putting quotes up. If you're watching YouTube, I am quoting it. Listener, just so you know, that's what I'm doing. Okay. So, this match was a six-man. Right? And it was... yes. It was Lee Moriarty, LSG, John Walters, versus Johnny DePont, Chris Dickerson, and Homicide of, of Violence Unlimited, or Violence Unlimited. And this was like all matches. I think they should be getting rid of. Or anything really goes. Now and then there are tags, but really, the ref had no control over this match. Zero control. People just marching in, do what I want, do, and then to keep track of that, it was a dog and pony show, everybody. Listener, it was a dog and pony show. I don't know if this is the direction that ROH should be going, but for one show every couple of months, it's pretty bad foot. But before we can get out of hand, before Lee Moriarty, LSG, and John Walters can start fighting each other because they did such a poor job losing, or they did a great job losing, we have Jay Lethal come in and congratulate all of them for the future of Ring of Honor, which Jay Lethal pushing the pure wrestling part of Ring of Honor. Now, this is what the ideal part of Ring of Honor is. This is what pure wrestling is all about. This is wrestling, but what they want is one thing, and what actually happens is another thing completely. Which shows in the match directly after, the Briscoes. Now, the Briscoes are never known for keeping a pure rule tag team match going. There's no such thing. It's a tornado when they're in there. Anything can go. That's the honest truth about that. So this is everything that Jay Lethal is against. Against the OGK. Whatever that means. So it is Mike Bennett and Matt Taven. Mike Bennett and Matt, they're really good natural wrestlers. You know, they are the opposite of the Briscoes. This would make a terrible, terrible matchup. And right off the bat, it was a terrible idea. That's everything just went exactly what you would think. The Briscoes just attack. But surprisingly, it settled into an actual tag team match. I was surprised that the Briscoes couldn't actually tag in and out. But as soon as I was thinking, like, wow, this is actually a real tag team match with actual rules, then everything just, you know, it doesn't matter anymore. It's getting on there, and we're tired of the rules now. Let's just go for it. And go for it they did. But when it comes down to it, them boys, they lose to Matt Taven. Apparently, to the most powerful move in professional wrestling. Today, the roll-up. Nothing can beat the roll-up, apparently. Very few things, except the counter roll-up. So, Matt Taven, the Three Stooges meets Cirque du Soleil meets mixed martial, it was just, what's going on? So the OKG win that match. Next up is something that's a little different. This is what the Ring of Honor is really looking for, what the future should be focused on, and this is what Jay Lethal has been harping on about earlier. You know, it's the Pure Wrestling Championship. Now, currently, Jonathan Grissom is the holder longest reigning of this championship, which is just made not too long ago. So Josh Woods is after this belt. What's going to happen now? In this match, you are allowed 3 rope breaks. Now after 3 rope breaks, you do not get the rope break anymore. But this was another strange match. I'm not sure what was going on, how it was constructed, but it was constructed very poorly in my mind. All 3 rope breaks were double rope breaks. What are the odds? A double rope break. This has been a double rope break. Three times. And now to top it off, not just a three times with a double rope break, but they had a double pin as well. They're both all, both these guys' shoulders were on the mat. Got three count. But I guess Jonathan Grissom decided, you know what, this is not how it ends. This referee is this is it not, well, this referee, what am I saying, referee? The referee has nothing to do with the match. He participated while they constructed it, I'm sure. Because of this. Again, near the end of the match. I guess I'm not sure what's it. The foot goes to the face, he drops back, you know. He grabs his arm, foot to the face, he drops back. It's both standing. Both standing on their feet. Josh Woods grabs Jonathan Grisham's hand, puts his foot to his face, drops down, they both drop down, and it hits him in the face. Jonathan Grisham goes down. Josh Woods goes for the pin. Now, this is the same thing. One, two, it's a two. Clearly, the hesitation there, just like Tony Atlas and Taylor Rust, the hesitation, what is going on? So this totally throws out like any legitimacy of this Ring of Honor. Really upsetting. So, quickly after that hesitation, Josh Woods puts on a, he got his arms tied up behind him, he did a submission hold, it's over. Regardless if, you know, Jonathan Grissom actually tapped out, or actually, I didn't see the taps, but actually submitted is one thing. He could have just been, hey, listen, it's over. Who knows? I don't know what happened. He might have got Bret Harted. May not. I don't know. But it was a tough pill to swallow, that match. Tough pill to swallow. Now, next up was a match that you know it's going to be, tags don't really matter. The rules don't really matter. The referee doesn't really matter in this match. It is LFI. Now, I might get this wrong. But the pronunciation of LFI is La Faction Lem Lingambramle. That's right. Ingambernambla. Inanganambra. That's right. One more time. La Faction Ignorambrable. Thank you. I can go on bastardizing that name all day because it's fun to blurp out that name. Okay, so who's in this match, you might ask? Well, apparently, Roosh should have been in this match, but according to this advert, it is just Kenny King, Dragon Lee, and Bestia Del Rey, which is with the black tears are forming on his face, the tears of pure anger and hate. Don't mess with him. All right, yes, the hairdo. Okay, so now, of course, this is against Shane Taylor Productions, right? STP, and not the band, and not the motor oil, but Shane Taylor Productions. But before the match even starts, Shane Taylor was attacked. That's right, attacked by Kenny King with a chair on the knees and on the back, so badly that Shane Taylor could not continue or could not compete in the match. But fear not. Shane Taylor Productions, STP, have things under control for stepping in and happily allowing it to happen. Is not just the management saying, oh, yeah, last minute thing, sure, no problem. We're like the we're like entertainment, you know? We're just nothing real about this. This is AEW style, you know? Although we're not AEW. They never said that. I said it. So O'Shea, Shane Taylor agrees that yes, sure. So O'Shea gets in the match. So I guess the current champions are the Shane Taylor Productions, and leaving is Shane Taylor and stomping mud holes in Kenny King, saying, "Hey, you know what? Maybe you shouldn't have used that chair on me before the match. Now this is what you're gonna get, Kenny." So this match was not pure wrestling. I'm not sure what it was. It was a circus show, acrobats, and punching. There was... I don't know. But, next up is... now, this is a fantastic one. Now, this is introduction. Now, this is the ROH Women's Championship Finals. This is for the inaugural Women's Championship. This is between Rock-C versus Miranda Alize. Or Alize. Alize. Now, this match was a barn burner. This match tore the room down. This match is everything that I believe Jay Lethal is looking at in what the Ring of Honor should represent. Two athletes in a ring. Wrestling. I mean, this was a good wrestling match. You know, straight up, this was a women's... I'd say this match was the match of the night. Hands down. Now, coming out on top was Rock-C. Like I said, it was just a fantastic match. Now, to introduce her with the belt was... Maria Kanellis Bennett, very proud, and so she should. These women showed every man, all the men on this roster, this show, how it should be done. And very proud, she's a very young champion. Rock-C, R-O-C, R-O-K-C. I'd say, yeah. Nothing but good things to say about this match. Everything was on spot. Beautiful. Hale holding her belt up high is Rock-C, and congratulations. The future looks... I don't know. If they're like this match here, it should be good. But they have so many wrestlers like... oh my god. Dan Helsing. You know, I mean, he's just a modern day Santino, really, with a little bit more makeup. Okay, so now we go on to our main event, which is now, hey, we had a great match, a great wrestling match between two athletes. Now let's go back to a circus sideshow, the Three Stooges, and some karate. Which is a four-way. A four-way elimination match. That's right, an elimination match between Bandito, Brody King, Demonic, Flamita, and EC3, Ethan Carter III. Who, another person who's not, I can see, he really, when he came back to the WWE, it was a disaster. He was after 24/7 champion with in light speed, he was in there. He was down there searching for this ridiculous belt. Which I think you're pretty much on your way out when you're searching for that belt. So, he goes to Impact now for ROH. With this spectacular cluster of a match. Now, it is... This lineup here is clearly... It's done on purpose. I don't know. I didn't do it. It is funny how it is. When I read it, it is... line of descending order. So the first one to be eliminated is EC3, who grabbed a chair and smashed Demonique Flamita with a chair, eliminating himself. Disqualification. Now, Demonic was pinned by Brody King, so it came down to Brody King and Bandido. Now, I guess it would be interesting to see Brody King go to become the ROH champion. But there is a big match coming up later on, I guess. I'm not sure. Maybe next pay-per-view. It's going to be a while, I'm sure, maybe. Where Alex Zane will be competing. And I'm not sure Brody King would be a good matchup with Alex Zane. You know, after all, he's a cruiserweight. And so is a Bandido. So, when it's all said and done, Bandido with a fantastic roll-up. Did I ever mention that it is the most dangerous move in all of professional wrestling, the roll-up? So, yeah, current champ and now still champ Bandido. And coming out is Rhett, Titus, you know, didn't really write down all, but Jay Lethal's back out there congratulating. Hey, this is our future right here. And Bandido, you represent what we all represent, some good wrestling. But he came after this absolute shit show of a wrestling match, which was absolutely absurd. Absolutely absurd. So what is Ring of Honor wrestling? Is it what they claim? Pure wrestling? But what is pure wrestling? You know? Is it that the refs don't really matter? Or do you bring the ref in, you know, two double folds, you know, like, I think, I'm not sure, because what Ring of Honor is doing right now is what everybody's doing. It's so boring. I mean, is it meant for people like me anymore? Am I just too, like, you know what, is this a cartoon or is this a real show? Because it seems like a cartoon. You know, with Dan Helsing, you know, heroes like Darby Allin, Hook, CM Punk. Oh, CM Punk made it really far in WWE, but apparently, I guess, who knows? I guess you really can't be happy. But I guess that's one thing about the WWE. When you're wrestling in a WWE and it's not going your way, you feel that, you know what, I should be going after the championship belt. And if you don't get it, I'm going to Ring of Honor. I can go to Impact Wrestling. I can go to, well, there's a lot more. Fandango is another one. Dirty Dango is another one. I'm not sure where it is. But there's a lot of federations you can go to now. After all, the WWE just earlier this year dropped 40 wrestlers and still unloading the wrestlers in a steady pace. SmackDown is seeing it really badly. It's a really poor product right now. Although, Edge and Seth Rollins rule the roost there. They should. But, that was the pay-per-view. That was Ring of Honor's Death Before Dishonor. On The Wrestling Show, I have been your host, Lip Drip, a.k.a. Tetsu Omega, saying thank you, listener, for sticking around to the very end and watching me talk about stuff, mostly wrestling, and being upset about the whole situation. Hope to see you next time on the show, on The Wrestling Show.